All right, very excited to get Anthony Barr. He is a tremendous athlete. He was 6'5". He ran 4.47 for us at his pro day. When you looked at his shuttle times, just talking about the athletic ability, his short shuttle and his three cones and stuff were actually faster than the corners, all the corners in this draft. He's only played defense for 2 years. He has a great upside as a potential edge pass rusher. He's also athletic enough to drop in coverage. I know we had a lot of talks on how he'd be utilized in this system when we were going through our draft meetings. We feel that he can stand up, play the Sam linebacker position for us. He is very good in coverage, but also can be a mismatch as far as putting him on running backs in blitzing situations. And I know Coach Zimmer and his defense is very aggressive. To me, you know, as you look at it, and it was like a little bit with Cordarrelle Patterson last year, you just don't pass up these athletic-type players because they're too rare and too hard to find. And he's a good football player. Everything we did background, I talked to actually Jim Mora 2 days ago about him and just said couldn't speak great recommendations. Going through our mocks and our scenarios and all the intel and stuff, felt that if we did not take him here, that he was not going to last very long because he, after Clowney, we felt had the potential to be the next best edge pass rusher in the draft. So, you know, we were able to move down one spot. We did have some calls. We didn't want to go too far down because I felt there were a couple hot spots on where he would go right behind us. And we were able to pick up an extra fifth-round pick with Cleveland and felt very strongly that was not one of Cleveland's players. So we got an extra fifth round and able to pick up Anthony Barr. Questions?
Where do you see him fitting in, Mo? Is he a linebacker? Do you see him more with his hand on the ground?
We're going to put him in as a linebacker. Coach Zim will address that. And then, you know, what they'll do with him on third down situations will be determined whether he's going to give us some pressure as an edge rusher. We're going to use him from a stack position and be able to blitz him. It's just there are so many unique athletic traits, and he's such a great character kid in the work ethic and everything that Coach Zimmer and this staff, I have the utmost trust they're going to find the right spots to put him in, and we feel very strongly that he's going to be able to affect the game.
How long had you been thinking that he might be a possible first-round pick for you, and did that influence you in free agency, you know, in terms of possibly signing a linebacker, thinking you might take a linebacker in the draft?
When we went into free agency, we knew we wanted to address the defensive side of the ball. But I also know the quarterbacks that we have to face in this division, you have to get pressure on them. And as many pass rushers, and I know how Coach Zimmer loves to rotate defensive linemen, to keep them fresh, we're going to have to do that. And if you look at our first, I think, six ball games of the season, we're going against some pretty good quarterbacks.
Does that alter what Chad does, or how does that work?
You know, you can ask Coach Zimmer how that'll all play out. You know, we've talked about different scenarios, and what the, you know, right now we're just trying to get the best athletes we can on the defensive side of the ball. And you know, we'll see how it goes through the rest of the draft, but we'll continue to look at that defensive side as much as we can, because we felt that's the area that we definitely needed to get some, we needed to upgrade.
Greg, as little as he's played linebacker, how much of a learning curve is there going to be for him at this level?
The one thing that I noticed when I watched tape on him is you didn't see anything from an instinctual standpoint. This guy has very good football instincts for only playing a position 2 years. Where he's going to have to get better, more likely, is just the technical things. And with the history of Coach Zimmer and his staff, that's something that's right in their wheelhouse. That's one thing that they do a great job with. And we're already seeing the results of a lot of the things they're working with our current staff or our current players right now.
Jim, or Rick, when you talked to Mora a couple days ago, were you uncertain at that time that he'd be your guy, or did you just have the talks to validate? Or to
validate. Reinforce what we've seen on tape. I got an opportunity to see him play live against Washington this year. And he just, the things that he can do for his size is pretty unique. And, you know, you hear some of the comparisons like the Jason Taylors of the world. I know Stud even mentioned Chris Dolman-type athlete. So this guy is very unique as an athlete, and it's just now let's get him in here, start coaching him up, and we feel he's going to be an impact player for us.
How much chatter was there about Manziel either in your room or over the phone?
I haven't heard any chatter, whatever.
Within your room, I mean, how much was he in play?
Well, again, I'm not going to tell you what's going on in our draft room. You know, I'll keep all our meetings, but when today and once the draft started, there's no discussion. We already know what we're going to do.
How about the decision, you know, not to take a quarterback up high? Can you talk about that and going for defense first?
I think there's going to be enough depth in this draft to potentially get a quarterback. Like I said, we have specific quarterbacks targeted at certain points in this draft. But I'm not going to pass up on a potential impact guy, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Did Blake Bortles going number 3 surprise you at all?
You know, I'm not going to make any comment on any other team's picks. You know, Blake Bortles is a very good football player.
Rick, with Jimmy, Jared Allen's gone, Kevin Williams is gone. Did that even increase the priorities for you guys to upgrade pass rush and be able to go after?
You know, and that's, you know, when we were able to get B-Rob under contract during the season, that was imperative that we got Everson Griffin done. You know, Corey Wooten and to get Linville Joseph. And so we have a lot of guys, you know, and then the way Sharif's been practicing and his weight loss and how he's looked so far. And now just to add another potential impact pass rusher, but also can play, he can almost fill two positions in one as a pass rusher potentially and as a linebacker.
Do you see him playing the same role James Harrison did for the Bengals last year?
Zim can talk further on that when you talk to him. But, you know, when we talked in our meetings, we see him in that Sam linebacker role, but we see him as a three-down player. I don't think you take a player, you know, especially where we're picking in a top 10 that cannot play or contribute in three downs.
How is he in coverage?
You know, when we watched him in coverage and you see him buzz to the flat, there's no question that this guy can flip his hips. You got a 6'5 guy that runs 4.47. We're not going to have any issues, I don't believe, covering down the seams when he has to run vertically. And plus, with that frame and that length, it makes it very difficult for the quarterbacks to see down the seams. So he has a unique ability for that height to drop his weight, to change direction, and his burst and how he covers the field is pretty rare to see what he does when he's in space and how he closes.
The recognition, will that take a while given his experience?
I don't know if it's recognition. I just think it's just experience. And, you know, I thought Jim Mora did a great job with him because he just flipped him over 2 years ago. And the production he has already shown and never of playing on the defensive side of the ball, that's what gets us excited because he's just going to continue to get better.
What do you think his ideal weight would be?
You know, that when he comes in, you know, right now he was 255. You know, we have ends of play around 260, 265. We have linebackers that are 245 to 255. So I don't think there's any issue with where his weight is right now. As he matures and grows as a player, you know, we'll see where that goes. But right now, we don't have any concerns about what weight or things he needs to be. He's plenty big enough.
When you're sitting at 8 and taking calls and thinking about trading down, did you have other options to go down further, but you didn't want to go down that far?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there were, you know, just like you all, you try to predict where what's going to happen, and had a pretty good feeling he wasn't going to go too much farther down.
Yeah, a lot of the so-called draft experts had him going more mid first round or even low 20s, where they just everyone just missed the boat on him, you think?
Well, I don't know if they missed the boat. That'll yet to be determined. But I also know there was some from teams talking, he was pretty coveted.
Rick, did you anticipate the Cleveland Buffalo deal?
No.
No.
It's when you're in there, you just, you know, because I don't know who's talking to who. And then as those trades are being made, that's when you know, are prepared to react. And as soon as we saw Cleveland move behind us, first call we wanted to make was to Cleveland because we knew you know, they got those picks, I think, for 15, but we also knew they had multiple picks in this year, especially in the fourth round.
Rick,
Are we going to see you again later tonight, or are you going to keep the tradition going with the...
You never know. Don't know.
Rick, does Barr and Joseph give you the option or the ability to switch 4-3, 3-4? It seems like more and more teams want to be able to dial that up whenever.
When you can get these type of athletes, it gives the coaches the flexibility to do a lot of different things. And again, that's Coach Zimmer's job. He'll figure out what the best way to utilize these players, the best way to utilize their strengths. And we didn't see very few limitations on how this guy can be utilized in multiple areas.
One of the mindset in the study room being that he has a higher upside than a lot of guys who have maxed out.
Yes. Yeah, it's like you can't coach what he has, and it was like same conversations last year with Cordero. You can't coach what he has. Now, can you coach I'm talking about from a physical standpoint. All the other stuff is coachable, and they will they'll definitely improve, and the ceiling just keeps going up and up. But he has, a very, very high ceiling just because of the limited amount of time he's played on defense.
All right.
Thanks.